Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, May 22nd. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, Facebook rolls out an expanded privacy checkup tool, and all eyes are on Hewlett-Packard. Those stories and more coming up.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Facebook is introducing what it calls an expanded privacy checkup tool. Basically, it'll remind you about privacy settings and allow you to review things like who you're posting to, which apps you use, and the privacy of important information in your profile. That's according to a company blog post. An example could be a pop-up message that says, "Sorry to interrupt, you haven't changed who can see your posts lately, so we just wanted to make sure you're sharing this with the right audience." The House has passed a bill overhauling the National Security Agency's telephone surveillance program. The bill would restructure the way the NSA collects and searches Americans' phone records as it investigates terrorism. Instead of collecting millions of Americans' phone records en masse, the NSA will ask phone companies to query their databases for connections to suspicious phone numbers. The fate of the bill now lies with the Senate. Best Buy swung to a first quarter profit, but warned sales at stores open at least a year should fall by low single-digit percentages in both the second and third quarters. The company has struggled to increase sales as it tries to fend off online competition. Coming up, a look at how tech stocks fared today.
First, congratulations to the folks at Squarespace for winning 4 Webbies this year. Squarespace is the easiest way to create an exceptional website for you or your business. They have beautiful designs and all the style options you'll need to create a unique website. And don't worry about getting stuck. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free. And when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ.
Stocks ended higher. The NASDAQ tacking on 22 points at 4154. The Dow was up 10 at 16,543. The S&P added 4. Shares of NetApp today up almost 5%. Profit rose 13% in the fourth quarter. Lower costs and expenses masked a drop in revenue. Shares of JD.com ended up 10% today as the Chinese online retailer started trading on the NASDAQ stock market. Facebook shares were up 3 pennies after the stock was upgraded by Evercore Partners. Twitter fell 23 cents. Hewlett-Packard today down about 2% ahead of its earnings report. RetailMeNot down almost 19%. The company says reports about changes Google has made to its search ranking technology greatly overstate the impact Google's moves have on the digital deal marketplace. Google made changes to its Panda 4.0 search ranking system that reports said eliminated as much as 33% of RetailMeNot's traffic. Remember to check out the latest news at WSJ.com. I'm Tom Ortuso at the Wall Street Journal.